855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and all the features we give away to you. And with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And you can also connect with us, by the way, at our Skype username, which is lrn.fm. So toll free at 855-450-FREE, thanks to SACL CAI. Last night, the news was basically breaking at that point about this absolutely horrifying story out of Ohio, I believe it was, where some women were, I guess at the time very young women, abducted and then held against their will for 10 years in somebody's dungeon. And it's scary. I mean, this is ultimate creepy stuff. Of course, if we'd talked about it last night, we wouldn't have had this to play.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad, give away. Dad, give away. My neighbor got big tentacles because we seen this dude every day. We eat ribs. We didn't do. But we didn't have the glue. Because that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dad, give away.
You gotta love the internet.
You know, that's such a good song that I can't be offended by.
What? I'll be offended for you, Mark.
It's just
okay.
Way too soon for this crap.
This was actually out last night.
Somebody has way too much free time on the auto-tune.
Now, this is one of the more well-known auto-tune guys. Shmo Yoho is the name. The Gregory Brothers, they're infamous for a number of other auto-tuned tunes. I mean, rather than play the interview, which has been played out, I think, already on various different radio stations and shows and broadcasts and such, of the hero in this case, Charles Ramsey, who was there and responded when these ladies were calling out to him, or one of them was calling out to him and helped this lady get out of there, which was incredible. Of course, he, in a different interview with Anderson Cooper, basically excoriated the police for just generally being awful in his experience with actually calling them about this. And, of course, there have been reports about how one neighbor apparently saw women in dog collars naked in the backyard of this house at one point, crawling around the ground.
At one point, the police, they claimed to have called the police in this incident, and the police claimed that that did not happen.
Oh, really?
That's the claim.
And even if the police had shown up, it's pretty easy, I'm sorry, it's pretty easy to say, we're into that kind of kinky stuff at this house, so go away.
Yeah, and they have no, you know, they don't have any probable cause to search that house, unless someone could claim they identified the woman, right?
Right, or the woman was hurt. It's exigent circumstances, right? So it would be someone, a crime was in the process of being committed, or someone was in need of emergency
medical
treatment.
Yeah, and would the police be able to believe someone's claim, or would they have to witness that for themselves in order for it to be an exigent circumstance? I don't know any of these answers either. I'm certainly not an attorney nor a law enforcement officer. But it's interesting that this case, which the police had likely marked as long been closed, I mean, open case, but no evidence, so essentially
cold case,
was solved and cracked by a neighbor, sort of similar to the Boston bombing suspect, which was caught by an average person. The police are not the ones catching these people. in this case, it was somebody who was just concerned.
Sometimes they get lucky, but that's not their job. I don't want to blame the police in this circumstance because I don't think that they really could have. There's not much they could do. This is a sick weirdo, and
three sick weirdos actually.
It, to some extent, this is the cost of liberty. Is that somebody's going to say, no, you can't come in my house, even though they might have, you know, I mean, the question is how many homes are there in America? A million homes? 100 million homes?
Home? Yeah, in America, yeah.
Are there 100 million homes?
That sounds fair.
One of them in the last year has been, you know, let's say 10 of them are housing people that are being held against their will. Does that mean the police should be able to go into every one of these homes? I don't think it does.
No, I don't think so either.
But what I think that people might get confused. I don't want people to be confused about what the police's job is. The police's job is to catch you when you're doing something wrong and hand you a ticket or bring you to jail. The police's job is to clean up a mess when it's occurred as far as a crime goes. But generally, when it comes to a criminal situation, there's these violation situations, and when you commit a crime against the state, it's the cop's job to catch you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
When you commit a crime against another human being, it's basically the cop's job to come and clean up the mess and see what they can do to get the offender. But it really isn't the cop's job to prevent. This is preventing a crime, because she would have been kidnapped tomorrow if she was still in the house. So it's not the cop's job to prevent a crime. It's their job to clean up the mess once the crime has been identified.
New York Post is reporting that three kidnapped young women were starved, repeatedly raped, and then beaten when they got pregnant in a basement Cleveland dungeon run by three twisted brothers, according to law enforcement sources. The tortured victims were imprisoned in a dilapidated white clapboard home with chains mounted to the ceiling for about 10 years before finally escaping yesterday evening. Michelle Knight, who's now 32, Amanda Berry, now 27, and Gina De Jesus, age 23, were treated as sex slaves, kept chained and taped in separate rooms. Sources told.
In separate rooms?
That's what the claim is.
Huh. How many rooms were in this house?
They were also seen naked and on dog leashes in the backyard, according to USA Today. But, Mark, you say that claim is not true. If they were released for...
Hold on. That they were seen naked with dog collars?
Yeah, in the backyard.
No, I claimed that the police claimed that there was no call.
I see. If they were released for any period, it was only one at a time. According to sources combined, they were impregnated up to a total of 5 times and mercilessly beaten. One of the women suffered up to 3 miscarriages. The only surviving child of the pregnancies, a terrified 6-year-old girl, was saved from the house along with her mother, who was Ms. Berry. Authorities plan to dig up the home's backyard to look for other babies' bodies. Former school bus driver Ariel Castro, age 52, and his brothers O'Neill and Pedro, 50 and 54, were busted for the abductions, which occurred once per year from 2002 to 2004. Their first victim, Ms. Knight, may have suffered hearing loss from the years of beatings to her head. She appeared to have facial bone damage, according to sources at a local Fox television station. The nightmare is over, said a Cleveland FBI
no,
chief.
No, it is not.
What do you mean?
It's not over for these three. Are you kidding me?
It'll never
it's not
be over.
Over.
For them.
It's never going to be over for them. That's right. Sorry to interrupt, but continue.
No, that's a good point. I think that's incredibly prescient. The chief from the FBI, who, you know, deserves some credit for actually doing something useful in this case instead of going out and trying to bust a marijuana dealer, which they apparently spent a lot of time doing as well. These three young ladies, he says, have provided us with the ultimate definition of survival and perseverance. Among the horrifying details that were revealed yesterday, Knight told cops there had been another woman in the house when she first got there in 2002, but she suddenly vanished. Writing was found on the wall in the basement with a woman's name and the words "Rest in Peace," but cops said they don't know if it's connected to the case. The FBI said it plans to ask the women whether they know anything about Ashley Summers, who disappeared in the same neighborhood at age 14 in 2007. 855-453 is the toll-free number here tonight. I'm sure this is just scratching the surface of the inevitably disturbing details on this story. Your thoughts are welcome. You can also bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Details are still not totally clear about what or who was involved behind the scenes at this creepy chain sex house in Ohio that has been all over the news, and rightfully so. It's an outrageous story. We're going to continue with more details on that here in moments. Mark, you're saying there's breaking news that the two of the brothers in this case have apparently been released and have not been charged at this point.
Cleveland men charged with kidnapping, rape, No charges for two brothers.
So that's the update there. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line if you would like to share your thoughts. It doesn't have to be on this case. We can talk to you about anything that you would like. And then Nemi's got a related case. This one is about the abduction.
Similar. I wouldn't say related.
Okay, similar in that there's a little boy that was basically being assaulted and kidnapped in Vermont. So we'll get to that story. 855-450-FREE and SACL CAI is a longtime sponsor of the phone lines on this program. They are a company that can handle your accounts receivable. So if you have a business and you're sick of dealing with accounts receivable, then get a hold of SACL CAI. They will treat you and your customers with respect, so you'll be able to keep your customers down the line and collect your debts. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. So right there at the top of the banner column on freetalklive.com, look for SACL CAI. So 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. Kind of just running down some details here on this story that is coming out of Ohio. Absolutely disturbing stuff. There's a Daily Mail piece about the Cleveland, as it's being called, the Cleveland Kidnap House. Ariel Castro, the homeowner in this case, padlocked the doors leading to his basement, his attic, and his garage, and never allowed his family inside, according to his son, exclusively revealing that to Mail Online. Chilling photographs from 2001 show a grinning Castro, aged 31 at that time, a grinning Castro, 31 is his son, Anthony, who's accused of holding three women captive for a decade, standing in front of a locked door behind which unimaginable horrors would allegedly later unfold in the basement. In an interview with the Mail Online, his son Anthony, who's 31, has spoken of his shock at his father's alleged crimes and revealed how Ariel Castro asked him just weeks ago whether he believed that the kidnapping of Amanda Berry, one of his victims, would ever be solved. So, clearly, really a lot of hubris around this man. I mean, he's essentially gloating over how long he's been able to keep this a secret.
It's amazing. They apparently initially had kept them in the basement, kind of tied up, but after that they were kept on the second floor. And I can't, it's hard to believe, right? Like, nobody understands what this is like and what these women went through. But if they're on the second floor, why didn't they pick up something and throw it through a window?
Maybe because
jump out the window. Right. I don't know. I think there's Stockholm syndrome and the belief that you can't get out. There was an uproar on Facebook not that long ago about someone who had said that people who stay in abusive relationships do so by choice. I agree to a point. I'm not sure I agree all the way, all the time. But I'm not sure what these people thought.
I don't think that counts when you're chained to the wall.
Well, if
they
weren't
chained
upstairs,
all the time.
They were chained in the basement. I read the same thing Mark did. It said they were initially chained in the basement, but then they were allowed to live upstairs. They knew each other were there, but they were kept separate.
Hmm.
Now, does that mean their windows were locked, boarded up, or nailed shut, or their doors were locked?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what obstacles did they face there? So you can't really say, well, what would they do? But what was going on in their minds too? They were under the hand of one, two, three people who were telling them, "I'm going to kill you if you don't deliver this baby and the baby lives." You know, what other horror? If this is someone who is raping you and beating you, are you going to have the courage or the wherewithal to overcome that and still make an attempt to escape if you think it's going to cost you your life?
The woman who had to midwife in this circumstance had been through their version of an abortion five times. The guy,
that doesn't make you a midwife. I'm sorry.
No. What I'm saying is she was a midwife because she had to help with the other woman. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right, I understand.
So but she had also been in a circumstance where she was impregnated five times, and he would punch her in the starve her for 2 weeks and punch her in the stomach until she miscarried.
Huh?
I mean, I just imagine what this is like. I mean, it's the most horrifying thing I've read in a long time.
Yeah. And he's a school bus driver on top of everything else, so that's ultra creepy.
What is it with bus drivers? Do they not do background checks on them? Because we've had a slew of bus drivers up here in the last probably two or three years that have been busted.
But would a background check necessarily catch somebody like
True.
This? If it's true that he took her captive and forced her into having sex with him and having his child and keeping her hidden and keeping them from sunlight, he really took those girls' lives, said his son. He doesn't deserve to have his own life anymore. He deserves to be behind bars for the rest of her life. I am just thankful that they're alive. Among his infrequent contact with his father, who separated from his mother in the 1990s, one recent conversation particularly stood out in his mind when he asked him in mid-April whether he thought the police would ever find Amanda Berry, who escaped the Cleveland home yesterday afternoon. When Anthony said he thought Berry was likely dead because she'd been missing so long, Ariel said in response, "Really? You think so?" At that time, according to police, Barry was locked in the basement of his father's home. The house was always locked, remembered his son, who appeared visibly tired but reacted with poise throughout the interview. There were places we could never go. There were locks on the basement, locks on the attic, and locks on the garage. Ariel was arrested with his brothers, who, according to news updates, have now been released. Ariel has been charged, but his two brothers have been released, and apparently they do not live in the home. They live in their mother's home, and they're in their 50s. All of them are in their 50s, and they're living with mom. Two of them are. Barry was rescued from the home along with two other ladies, Gina DeJesus and Michelle Knight. They then go back into the detail over the baby that was released as well. It's just horrifying. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything that you would like here. Let's go to Phil listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I was calling to talk about Adam Kokesh's march on Washington D.C.
Okay, this is where the plot is to have 1,000 people with rifles slung to their backs march from Virginia into Washington D.C. on July 4th.
Pretty much. My thought on that was, you know, personally, I think that it's kind of risky. I wouldn't do it. I'd be happy to trail at a distance with the camera. But I won't be going because I live in Michigan. It's quite the trip for me. But I was thinking that something that would be less legally risky that would maybe be a bit of a stunt also is you could line up. I understand it's mostly a land border. Let's say 1,000, 5,000, whatever gun owners along the land border that's bordering Washington, D.C. and kind of pass around the city. Unfortunately, you can't do that in Maryland because they're much more restrictive there.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if you're going to get 5,000 gun owners out to this event.
Nope.
I think that it would be amazing to get 1,000 gun owners out to this event. I've got to say, I think that this thing was brilliant because Adam has gotten a great deal of interest. But, I don't recommend the participation in the event itself. But I think that they're actually in talks with the police, too, to kind of make things a little...
Well, that's what Adam said, apparently. And, Phil, I don't know if you have more to share. You're welcome to hang on. We can bring it back here. And also, Cindy Sheehan is getting involved, and we'll tell you how in moments.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there. Webcam included. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the same page and it's all free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Again, cam.freetalklive.com.
That Porcupine Freedom Festival is going off on June 17th through the June 23rd this year. It's going to be full of radicals, all kinds of radicals. Lou Rockwell, David Friedman, Robert Murphy, just a list of recalcitrants and ne'er-do-wells. You can go there and get mixed up with these folks if you want to. They talk about family events and good food and that kind of thing, but they're really just there to rabble-rouse and plan some kind of revolution. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can find it at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
Will you do that accent all week long at Porkfest?
I'm not even sure what accent that was.
It was kind of like a Texan sort of, it's kind of like Texas lawman,
hey, partner.
The cookie, the guy who went along with the cowboys. He just made the stew, chuck wagon stew.
Okay,
I have no idea.
855-453. Yeah, we do want to see you at Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting all week long there, so looking forward to that. And there's so much fun that goes on there. You don't want to miss it. PORCFEST.com. Phil's back in Michigan. Phil, you're saying you generally support the idea of armed people walking into D.C., although your suggestion is to sort of surround D.C. instead of actually walk into it?
It would seem to be a less legally risky option.
You mean to stay in the political designation known as Virginia?
Yes, the arbitrary borders.
I kind of feel like Virginia is gonna would do something to prevent this from happening. Like, whoa, open carry is fine in Virginia and everything, but we just can't have 1,000 people getting together with long guns and marching from Virginia to Washington, D.C. I mean, I don't know how the authorities are going to handle this, but they've made it pretty clear that they're interested.
I also also had another topic I wanted to talk about briefly, if you guys had a moment.
All right, go.
All right, you know, I'm not sure if you really care or not, but it's about stocks. I've been trading stocks for about 5 years or so, and I hear Mark talk about options sometimes, and there's a lot of misconceptions about options, but I want to kind of explain them quickly.
Please do.
There's a call option and a put option.
Right.
A call option gives someone the opportunity, but not the obligation, to buy a certain amount of securities at a set price. In order to get that option contract, you pay a premium to the person that sold it to you. And the person who sells you the call is obligated to sell you those securities at that price if you choose to execute the contract.
Okay.
The put is the exact same opposite. It's the exact same thing, but the opposite. It gives you the opportunity, but not the obligation, to sell securities at a certain price.
So you're basically contracting with you're the other side of the deal in that contract. Is that right?
If you buy a put, then you have the opportunity to sell a contract or security. So let's say, I'm not sure what are Bitcoins trading for right now.
About 115.
115. Let's say you wanted a put on Bitcoin. You could you could make a contract with someone for $110 for Bitcoins, and for that privilege, you would pay them, and the contract would expire, let's say, in a month. Because put contract expires the third Friday of the month when it comes to the stock market. So let's say it expires in a month. You would have the option, but not the obligation, to sell that person the specified number of Bitcoins on or before the expiration date for $110. Gotcha. So if Bitcoins crash down to $50, you just saved yourself $50. It's kind of an insurance policy.
Got it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, Phil. 855-450-FREE. John's in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. I don't buy stocks, so it really doesn't mean much to me, but I'm sure some people understand all that.
I think that the world of Bitcoins is going to need something like that to mature.
John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm wondering when Free Staters think that forceful resistance is justified. And, for instance, in the case of Rich Paul Freeman, who faces 81 years in prison,
mm-hmm.
if he were convicted and was going to prison for 81 years, would he be justified in killing a cop or a guard to escape the imprisonment?
Well, the first thing I would say is that Free Staters don't think anything. Free Staters think a variety of different things, and there is, you know, just because one has signed the statement of intent to move to New Hampshire once we reach 20,000 doesn't mean that everybody thinks the same thing.
You also don't have three Free Staters in the studio tonight.
I'm sorry, what was that, John?
I said, I understand that Free Staters have different opinions, and I'm wondering what their different opinions are.
Okay, so we have two Free Staters in the room here and one Free Stater.
I'm a native. I'm not a Free Stater.
Yeah, what does a Free Stater even mean anyway?
I don't think he wants to get caught up in the semantics. What do we think?
Right.
And are you asking us to speak for other people we know?
No, speak for yourself.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And other callers might be interested to call in and speak for themselves.
So I would say that one has the right, one is justified to use force against aggressive force every time. The question for me has never, I've never deviated from this. I really believe that one has the right to use aggressive force, use force upon being aggressed upon. That's something that somebody can do. The question to me is it expedient? Does it work? Does it forward the ideas of liberty? Is it effective in those means? And I would say that, in most cases, when dealing with authority figures, it's not effective. That the average person, the public, is going to be moved farther from the ideas of liberty than they would be moved closer to the ideas by using aggressive force. So that's my answer. Are you satisfied with that?
I mean, when you're choosing between setting an example for others and spending the next 81 years of your life in prison, I mean, can't you, do you have to choose to make an example of yourself?
Well, I think that Rich Paul did choose to make an example of himself. I mean, that
he could have taken a plea deal and have gotten sentenced to 0 days in jail right before the trial. That deal was offered to him, and he made the decision that he wanted to go all the way. He wanted to end the war on drugs. He wanted to have a chance at finding a jury who might do that, and he understood that that could result in an 81-year prison sentence.
So to some extent, he rolled the dice knowing that he was putting something on the line, and I think in his particular instance that he bears some onus for that, don't you?
Well, no, I don't think it's his fault what happened to him, but it is predictable what they will do.
Predictable.
But that doesn't mean that it's right what they're doing.
I'm not saying it's right, man.
Or that it's in any way his fault. They're doing this to him, and he didn't hurt anybody. And I can understand where you're coming from, John, in asking your question, like, well, would he be justified in hurting or killing somebody in order to escape their clutches? So then what? He could be on the run for the rest of his life, and then when he encounters the people who've been sent to capture him, then he's got to kill more people in order to stay out. And then he just looks like some crazed madman who is loose on the streets and potentially could be killing you and your family next, which is how the media will of course portray it. I mean, it's just
it looks like another Dorner or
yeah,
something
it
like
just
that.
Doesn't lead to anything positive, does it?
Well, I have a follow-up question then. Suppose he tries.
Well, hold
this.
On. Nemi hasn't gotten a chance to answer your question yet.
Sure,
so.
I'm sorry.
Even though she's not a Free State Project participant, I think
right.
Her opinion is also important.
I am able to speak for myself. I don't think...
Darn feminists.
I know, right? It's the boobs. I agree with what the guys have already said. I think that Rich has kind of made his own bed, unfortunately. And, you know, if freedom was his ultimate goal for the immediacy, he's made some decisions... granted that the fact that he needs to make decisions is certainly distasteful to most of us, but I think that he has some responsibility for where he is.
I don't think he has any responsibility for where he is. That's all on the people who aggressed against him and put him in that cage. But we can come back with more. I know you said you had another thought to share, John, so stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, I wish they would let all the peaceful people out of prison, too, but I don't think murdering the prison guards is going to solve the problem of aggression against peaceful people. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com. And check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. There is a toll-free number for you to use if you would like to get in touch with us at 855-450-FREE. You may do so. You can also reach us on Skype. LRN.FM is the username there. You can also join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And I ought to mention the thing I neglected to mention yesterday when we were talking about AMP, which is that the AMP t-shirt has been designed, it has been presented, and is now open for pre-ordering if you are or have been at one time a Free Talk Live amplifier. So you do not have to currently be a Free Talk Live amplifier to get one of these exclusive AMP-only shirts. Your name just has to appear somewhere in the roster of names who have once upon a time been a Free Talk Live amplifier. Of course, we'd
Start amping today.
You could.
Okay.
You could start amping today, and we'd love to have you back. And some people just might
You don't have to come back. You could start.
Right, and you can start amping today. Thank you, Mark. You're right. You can be a current amplifier. You can be a past amplifier. And if you are not a current amplifier and are not a past amplifier, you can amp now. And if you amp sometime between now and the end of the month, you'll be able to get in on this exclusive one-time printed AMP t-shirt. And it's a pretty cool design. If you go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, you can see the design in the photos section. We could possibly repost it, but I put them up there yesterday. And they're pretty cool looking. We got a light version. We got a dark version.
Yeah.
So you get to pick the color schematic of your preference.
I'm interested to see what people go for as far as the colors.
They're a full shirt print job, so it's not your standard... It's not your standard screen print. Mm-hmm. Johnson, who is our Thursday night co-host, he took a lot of time. One of the reasons why this took so long was he was evaluating printers. He really wanted to find one that would do things to spec. And, you know, your standard screen print has a certain area in the center of the kind of the chest area of the shirt that they can do their screen printing. But this shirt is kind of printed on the side almost in a way. There's like an antenna tower kind of going up the side of the shirt. And so it was a special print job, and so we had to find the right dealer. We did, and they require a certain number of pre-orders. So we're taking, or they were require a certain number of orders, and we want to make sure we're not jumping in over our heads as far as costs are concerned. So we're taking pre-orders. You've got through the end of the month to get involved in this. If you are already an amplifier, you should have received instructions in your email box. If you didn't receive those, just get in touch with me at ian@freetalklive.com, and I'll make sure we get that squared away, get you on the email list so you can receive that information. And if you're brand new to AMP, you can get signed up, and then once a week, I process through new amplifiers. So at that time, I will send you the instructions as to how to get involved in the shirt. So everybody who wants one of these things can absolutely have them, and I'm pretty excited about it because it's the first store-related stuff that we've produced in years on Free Talk Live. We, once upon a time, actually did have a store that was on our website, and it went away because, you know, Johnson had other things going on in his life that were taking his attention, and now
we just have too much to do to, you know, get T-shirts and ship them.
Yeah, this alone is going to be a lot of work. Well, actually, I'm running all the orders, so it's going to be a lot of work just processing the orders. Johnson's going to be doing the shipping, and I'll be taking care of kind of the customer service end of things. But maybe eventually we're going to actually get a real store back. I mean, this is going to be kind of a fly-by-night operation. We're going to have to collect money individually from everybody. There's not going to be a store that you get to go to and punch in information or anything like that. So it's a real kind of simple. And
cottage industry.
Yeah, operation here. But it's going to happen. We're going to have them cranked out. We're going to have them ready in time for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you're going to be attending Pork Fest, you'll be able to pick yours up if you're there. Mm-hmm. If not, we'll ship it to you. So there you go. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Please become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you can get access to this special amp-only T-shirt.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world. They're really that big. That includes your computer at home if you've got a Dwolla.com account or create a Dwolla.com account. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com. Tell them how you want to fund your account. Like I said, you could use Dwolla. You could use MoneyGram at a CVS or Walmart. Then tell them where your account is. Maybe you've got an account at blockchain.info, or you've downloaded the Bitcoin client to your computer, or a variety of other places that you could have a wallet. Then you make the deposit in whatever way you said you were going to make it, and the money will likely be in your account within minutes. It's BitInstant.com. Go find them, make a deposit, get some Bitcoins, BitInstant.com.
Back to John in Nevada. He called with a question about violence against captors of peaceful people, questioning whether or not Rich Paul, who's a friend of the show, facing 81 years in prison, currently in jail, awaiting sentencing on some drug charges, asking the question, would it be justified for him to use violence and possibly kill a prison guard in order to effect his escape? And certainly, if somebody is keeping you captive against your will, you're within your rights to use violence against that person in order to effect your own freedom. But, as Mark was pointing out in the last segment, that doesn't tend to be a very effective method for spreading the ideas of liberty and also for affecting the liberty movement in a positive manner in the long run. You know, if Rich Paul is able to appeal his case, is able to get out on appeal, perhaps successfully appeal, or maybe end up having some sort of activism movement get him to be pardoned by the governor or something. I mean, I don't know what's possible as far as...
I'll tell you what's generally not possible, being the probably the only one in this conversation that has spent any length of time, really, years of my life in prison. What's likely not possible is the ability to kill a prison guard and thus get out of prison.
That's true. I mean, it basically is a libertarian, violent, fetishist fantasy that we're talking about here, and that's all it really is. It's in this, this ridiculous realm of fantasy. But ultimately, even if it were possible, then you've got somebody who's on the run and is a known cop killer at that point, and that is not
get across the border.
That is not somebody that is easy to defend in any way, shape, or form in the press and to other people who might be observers. John, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, here's my follow-up question. Suppose he does try to escape, he kills a prison guard, and he's caught. Now he's tried for murder. If you're on the jury, do you vote to convict or acquit?
Man,
that's a tough question.
It's really a tough one. I've got to say that from the standpoint that I feel is if a person is in jail for a nonviolent crime, they've been kidnapped. And in the same way that these women, from a moral standpoint, they've been kidnapped. The law, as far as I'm concerned, is a bunch of crap written down on pieces of paper by lawyers that call themselves our rulers. It means nothing to me in that sense. So these women that were in this house, if they had killed one of these, say the brothers actually did help their brother to incarcerate these women, as we believed, 20 minutes ago or something.
I didn't believe anything.
Well, as the stories was a few hours ago, these brothers were involved in the kidnapping of these women, right?
They had been taken into custody.
Okay. So if these women had, for whatever reason, been able to overpower and kill one of these brothers, even though it wasn't the brother that kidnapped them, would they have been justified in the overpowering and killing? I would have considered that, yes, if I was on their jury. I would not convict them for that. So.
What about you, Nemi?
Get back to me. Yeah, it is a tough question.
I would have to agree. I mean, I would also vote to not find that person guilty in that case.
And also, you have to ask yourself, what good would it do to find somebody guilty in this circumstance? Is this person a mass murderer on the loose? If they're incarcerated, they're incarcerated. I mean, to some extent, that's the job one takes when one takes a prison guard job, right? I mean, they took the risk.
John, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure I've heard an answer to the Rich Paul question or whether you were answering about the women. Rich Paul's defense in this case would be, I was justified in killing this guard because I have a right to my freedom. Now, do you accept that justification defense? Or,
I do not.
Or would you convict him against that defense?
I grit my teeth and find it very painful to say that I justify that defense.
I grit my teeth and say I would not. I would convict.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about Rich Paul specifically.
Rich Paul.
Specifically when he chose, in my opinion, chose to go to jail as a martyr for the cause, that might change how I feel.
I don't like
the
looking
jury.
At it from that perspective.
I know
that's
you don't.
That's not fair. They forced Rich Paul into that position. Nobody chooses to go to prison for selling cannabis.
Nobody forced him to sell cannabis.
So he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just selling a plant.
But he knew the risk he was taking.
Okay, but that doesn't mean he chose to go to prison. That doesn't mean that that was his choice.
He knew that was the potential risk. That's where I'm coming from. I understand that we disagree. But what I'm saying is that he knew what he was facing when he engaged in the behavior. The same thing I do when I run a stop sign. I face a ticket.
Yeah, I get that, but that doesn't mean you're choosing to go to jail or choosing to spend life in prison. You're just choosing to live free, and they're choosing to aggress against you. Don't blame the victim. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.